I'm very conscious, I think you've mentioned Aoife Johnston, I'm very conscious there are several families for whom there's upset and distress about their experiences of healthcare in this region, and I'm particularly conscious that we're coming very close to the scheduled inquest in respect of Aoife, and I'd rather leave that in fairness to both the family and the jurisdiction of the coroner. People are aware that following the receipt of the systems analysis report, I did ask Mr. Justice Frank Clark, the retired Chief Justice, to assist me with certain matters. He is doing that, and I expect to hear further from him in May. So between now and then, we will have a lot of information to consider. But I think in respect of any of the families who have been the subject of reports in this in this region, in terms of incidents, we would want to repeatedly say to people publicly and privately, and sometimes I think people think it may sound glib, I've met many of those people privately, we would want to say to them that regardless of any findings, we would never want those outcomes for people, and we're exceptionally sorry that has been their experience, that is what happened, and sometimes even with that sorry, we can take away all of that pain. But what we can do, and what the Minister has pointed to, and what we've talked about all day here today, and what we've been doing here for the past number of months, and the changes we've made with a new regional management system here also, we can continue to make improvements, and I think we can be humble enough to learn from the shortcomings that we've had.
Ms. Gaster, will you be able to staff the beds that are referred to today?
I believe so, yes. I do believe we will be able to do that. Despite the moratorium, which everybody talks about, I'm not sure how successful some people would see it, because the moratorium, since it has come in, the numbers of net growth in the health service have continued every month right up to February of this year, and in fact the highest growth during and since the moratorium has been in nurse staffing numbers. Will we always be able to staff all of the beds? That's where changes in skill mix and changes in what different professions now offer us gives us the opportunity, and also of course the use of technology and better ways of working. So it's a combination of all of those, but I'd be very confident that we won't be found wanting when it comes to every effort for recruitment for the capacity.
Mr. Gloucester, the 20
that senior staff you need, those senior clinicians, will you get those?
There are already a lot of senior clinicians here. This hospital group has a very large number of consultants. I know that they would wish for more in certain subspecialties, and they're quite right to push for that. But we would equally say that just as there has been more, we would also want to see more done with what is already here as well. There is a balance in achieving improvements in a healthcare system to adding capacity, but also to improving how we use what we have. And that's the challenge the Minister has pointed to, that is a particular challenge for this region here. And I have no doubt the people here will rise to that challenge, and we'll certainly be keeping a very close eye on that. We have a very strong performance management system introduced now into the region to make sure, because all of the capacity we add here, all of the capacity, including the 50 beds in Nina, the 20 in Clare, and the 16 dropped onto this site this year, all of that will come to naught if equally we don't change how we do our business over the 7 days of the week.